Anybody here been on a blind date before? Yes. Some people, yeah. Have you ever been on a blind date with your father? Who was any ma'am? No, well, I have, and I'm going to tell you about it. So at this point, this would have been like my third marriage proposal, another one. And so I went up to my dad. I was like, Bubba, I don't want to, I'm sick and tired of meeting people in the living room and cutting the cake and pouring the tea. What am I, Milan? I was like, I want to be like the white girls. I want to go to Tim Hortons. And then my dad was like, no, this man has Arab money. We're going to Panera Bread. And I'm coming. So I was under strict instructions. My dad was like, Selma, come to Panera Bread at exactly 7 p.m. because at 8 p.m. my 70-year-old father, who has a more lit social life than me, has like a poker's night with his friends every week. But just like without the poker, because that's not halal. So I end up getting stuck in traffic, and I get there an hour late. And I walk in and I see my father, and right across from him is a senior citizen. And I'm like, oh, I probably missed the guy. And now I'm like crashing my father's like grandpa's night out. Turns out, no, the senior citizen is the guy. Yeah, I almost called 911. I was literally traumatized. I start walking up to the table, and this man starts jumping up and down in his seat. He's like, Masha Allah, Masha Allah. I wanted to die, okay? This man then proceeds to talk about himself for 3 hours. He's like, my one condition for marriage is that my wife is not allowed to wear any makeup outside of the house. Yeah, you could be a serial killer, just no makeup. So much so that he actually broke off an engagement because she was wearing makeup. I was like, how did you come to this country? He was like, that's a great question. I was working for a company internationally and they sent me here for training and I moved here. I was like, what was the company called? He was like, not sure if you've heard of it. Sephora. Sephora? Like the makeup company? So like, not only was he like, if you're gonna marry me and not to wear any makeup outside of the house, but also the Anastasia Beverly Hills lipstick doesn't even match your skin tone. He was like, you're fine though, but just like, maybe what you're wearing could be a little better. I was like, did you just outline my body in front of my dad? And I was like, Dad, are you going to say anything to him? Are you just going to let him talk to your daughter like this? And then my dad finally breaks the silence and he's like, you know what you are saying is exactly what I tell her every day of my life. You are the perfect husband material. I want to marry you. So then I got up and I left my father with his soulmate and they ran away together.